What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, how can we forget?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, how about the Chiefs then? Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zo, the voice there, if you didn't know what that was. Nick Sirianni yelling at the crowd a year ago in Kansas City.
There you go.
Eagles won that game Monday night in Kansas City, which was the first rematch of Super Bowl 57. Now we're doing it again, but actually in the Super Bowl. So that was Sirianni then. Now we get to see this again. You know, we're talking about our revenge. I don't think they like Sirianni out in Kansas City. So that there's that extra little fun of this thing as we head towards Super Bowl 59. 215-592-9495. All right, back to the phone calls here on the element of revenge and why this means more to you. Because I just think it means more to everyone. But why? Is it about Andy? Is it about the revenge 2 years ago? To Jordan Mailata, it was about the revenge. To a lot of people, it's about that. Kyle says he's past the Reid thing. I'm not. I mean, Andy Reid is going to go down as a top 3 or 4 or 1 coach ever. And he was the Eagles coach. And I just, to me, it throws the whole thing into a tizzy if he's got 4 and the Eagles got 1. It's like the divorce is not equal. 1 is better than the other. 3-2, that's equal. Especially if they beat him head-to-head in a Super Bowl. Where do you come down to that? 215-592-9494. Let's hear here from Dan Orlovsky talking about giving Nick Sirianni a ton of credit for where the Eagles are right now.
I definitely think you have to give him credit for, I think he's grown a lot throughout this season for this team. First 6 weeks of the season, there was a lot of questionable decisions, I would say, or taking points off the board and not taking points in certain situations, or maybe being overly aggressive, at least in my and other people's opinions. And so I think he's really managed the games well. I think he's gotten, you know, a really clear message across to everybody on their team, but specifically Jalen Hurts of, you know, there's a really big formula for them to not lose games. Their margin for error to not lose games is pretty big.
And Dan's right. I mean, I've said this too over the last couple months. He's changed the way he's coached you. Sirianni has, it almost took him a couple months to realize what he had, like the kind of team he had this year. And then once it clicked, I would say the last 2 months he has coached in the game way better than the first couple months. He's figured it out.
Yeah, I agree. And he's connected his team in a way that they've rallied around him. Crazy like a fox. That's what comes to mind to me when I think about Coach Sirianni and what he's been able to do. It's unorthodox. And it rubs some people the wrong way. And we even had full conversations on a lot of people didn't like his coaching style, but we're here. And it worked.
For the second time in 3 years.
Yeah, and it worked. So you got to let that man cook.
Well, he's cooked, and it's obviously worked from a leadership perspective. Let's hear Cooper DeJean on the Players' Lounge with you guys on Monday night talking about the leadership here, his rookie season with Nick Sirianni.
Coach Sirianni, he's really passionate. I think that's what everybody loves.
you know, and he's really passionate and he wants to win and he does win. You know, and guys love to play for him. You know, his messages are always great in the meeting rooms. Always talking about, you know, the details and being the most physical team on the field, you know, which is what I love. You know, and he keeps, you know, he harps on connecting as well. You know, and he does a good job of bringing everybody together and, you know, making sure everybody's close. You know, I said this earlier, he brings that like college type feel, you know, to the NFL, and the way that we connect, you know, on and off the field.
All right, so that was cool to hear, and you hear a lot of that, right? The players, they like Kelsey's always talked about like the best, what do you call it? Like the best team meeting yes. coach he's ever had. Like that seems to has always resonated. I've always thought the players liked him. It was the other stuff that I didn't love. But Hugh, I've been thinking about something here. I have to ask you guys and the audience if I'm allowed to do something.
What's that?
I'm considering becoming a Nick Sirianni guy. I'm considering being a Sirianni guy now. And
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, well, I agree.
God, that was spooled up.
But I don't know if I'm allowed. Have I gone too far over one side of the fence that I can't climb back over? Like, I want to be a Sirianni guy. Like that's how I feel this morning. I want to jump on and be a Sirianni guy because for the most part, when they're winning, it's kind of fun.
No,
it's kind of fun to be a Sirianni. I mean, sure I see the fun that Kyle has.
That's
back
right.
Being
well,
a Sirianni
I will say this.
What do you think?
You know where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm all inclusive.
Yeah, you are.
I'm all for. I got in trouble earlier this week.
Oh, you were trying to get.
I got in trouble for the Dallas
stuff.
That
was out of control.
It's the one thing in America that we do not get inclusive with.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a line, and it's Cowboys.
So you know where I feel, but you know where you're going to probably have a problem? That guy over there on the other side of that glass.
You think Kyle's going to make it hard on me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to make it really hard on you.
So I would like you to become a Sirianni guy, Joe. I am also inclusive, and as somebody who's never once wavered on being a strong Nick Sirianni guy.
1,000% all year?
I feel like I'm very qualified to conduct this rigorous test for you to...
You might have to leave it up to the people.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so I'd like for you to jump the fence, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But I did... I mean, this has to be a serious process.
Oh, everything can't, we can't, hear is.
Yes, yeah. Correct. This is no joke here. We always conduct serious business. So I did put together a little bit of a questionnaire here.
Okay.
Like, you ever go on Facebook and you see those like surveys, like what color are you thing? And you do like some yes, no questions or whatever. And they'll let you know.
So there's one that, like, are you a Sirianni guy?
Yes. I thought that I've came up with, and so I have six now. I know it's an even number, but one of them I've weighted double because I think it's the most important one. I'll spring that one on you at the end. So we'll go through these. I think I should give you a question, a segment. I'll do two in this one because we will have a grill master later on in the show.
Oh.
To help grill you on becoming a Sirianni guy. A fellow Sirianni guy.
A Sirianni guy. Okay.
Yes.
So can I just, because I know, I'm guessing the audience right now is probably shaking their head saying no.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The poll already is not going well for you.
Can I want to extend maybe a forgotten olive branch.
Yeah. Make a case for yourself.
Here. I don't know if people remember this. I was once a Nick Sirianni guy.
Hmm.
That things change. I mean, right? You move.
You reserve the right to change.
I do. But I already changed once. I was a Sirianni guy. You go back in time, and when the Eagles had their search to get their new head coach here, when they moved on from Doug Peterson, they went through the whole process. They interviewed a lot of people. Gerard Mayo, Ryan Day, Kellen Moore. You know who my choice was?
Who's your choice?
Nick Sirianni. I came on the air.
Is this true, Kyle?
I don't know if Kyle remembers it. I can find some evidence. But I was, when they were going through the process of all of the choices, you know, it was Gerard Mayo, Ryan Day, Kellen Moore. I think they interviewed Saleh, or they tried to. Like, it was that process.
You had a very tough crop
to
pick from.
But to be fair, Sirianni wasn't a known. But my research and my thought process was, he's the right guy. He fits the bill. Offensive guy, cold success. I was in. I said, I want to hire Nick Sirianni. So I was once that. And in 2021... when the Eagles went from, what were they, like 2-5 to playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I sat right here and I said he should be the coach of the year in the NFL.
Did a great job that year.
I did. I thought coach of the year quality. And I was not worried about him entering 2022. Really, the Super Bowl the last time we played the Chiefs was when I started to flip. I didn't like the way he coached in that game. Then last year, all the stuff. And then the beginning of this year, yelling at fans. So I was once a Sirianni guy. You might not believe it.
I believe
called
it.
For his firing, but I was once a Sirianni guy. So that's where I'm at. it seems like the fun place to be.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be with the fun people.
Yeah. All right. So we'll put you through this test.
Okay.
And by the end of the show, we'll let Hugh share the result with you, because this is also very important to
you. And I have to answer all the questions 100% honestly. That's the way this is going to work.
Correct. And you do need to have more pro than anti.
Okay.
Sirianni answers.
Yeah, I like the way you framed it. It's like one of those you take like on Facebook or
yes,
online. Yeah.
And I have not read, just full disclosure to the audience, I did not run any of these questions by you previously. So these are all going to be sprung on you spontaneously.
Okay. All right. We'll do it. 215-592-9495. And when you call in, we need your opinion. Like, can I become a Sirianni guy once again? Now, that's a big part of this.
Yep.
I was once a Sirianni guy. Mike in Pottstown is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hugh Douglas, big fan, man.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
What's up,
Never
Mike?
Meet your heroes, Mike.
Yeah, I'm a disappointment.
Well, yeah, this is a huge game for me, man. I mean, I'm 37 years old. It took, you know, who would ever think that we would be this kind of team, you know? Growing up watching these guys, you know, disappoint us a lot. But, you know, they're coming through this year, man. They're really doing it.
Well, they're an incredible team. And they've become an incredible franchise, Mike. That's the one thing that is... You know, Mike, you and I are the same age. Like, the mid-90s Eagles were, you know, they were the furthest thing from a team you thought could go to the Super Bowl 3 times in 8 years. That wasn't where they were. So, yeah, the transformation from pre-Andy, pre-Hugh, to where they are now is pretty drastic.
Yeah, and I'm great. I'm happy to hear that you're a Sirianni guy now. I mean,
he's
revolutionizing football, man, with the tush-push, everything. Like, it's great what he's done to the game and to this team, you know?
It's a very positive call.
It's a strong start.
It is. I like how Mike just, I'm there. Like,
revolutionized football.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. But he's good. He's winning a lot of games, Mike. And I think it's more fun to be a Sirianni guy. All right, Mike, give us something we should do down in New Orleans. Try day. What do you got?
I'm a Philly guy, man. I don't know down there. All I could say is have fun and go Birds.
Have fun go Birds. There we go, Mike. All right, appreciate the phone call.
Also probably not a winner.
Yeah, I mean, so you don't have to have been to New Orleans to give us an idea.
No, just an idea.
You know, it could be gumbo.
Also, like, the have
he's
fun is not really up to you.
Right? It's not.
If the Eagles lose, that's not going to be a fun time. I mean, it's out of your control.
Right. But, you know, you're right about that. We can't control the game. We can control having some fun, though. Like, right? Like, if we go out and have some hand grenades with some listeners, that's fun. If we sit in our hotel room the whole time and sleep, that's probably not as much fun.
Play video games.
You bring in your console?
Oh, yeah.
Just speak for yourself. That'll be fun for Hugh, man.
Well, that will. But no, sometimes he told me he gets bullied by young kids on the video games.
Yeah, well, when I play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That's why I really play Call of Duty.
They don't talk real nice to you?
Oh, no. They're real. anybody plays Call of Duty knows exactly what I'm talking about.
So what do you say back?
You know what I say?
You turn it off?
No, I'll say, dude, this is a video game. Like, why are you so angry? Like, why are you talking so tough? That's what I say. Why are you talking tough on a console? Because nobody knows where you are.
Are they trash talking, or do you stink it up and they're mad at you? Like, they're on your team?
No, they talk bad. Anybody that plays Call of Duty know exactly what I'm talking about. They got the campers. But I've been playing zombies, and if you don't know what to do in zombies, people get upset.
Oh, you're holding the team back.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what it is.
But Joe, it's a video game. I know that there are some professional gamers out there. But if you're a professional gamer, go to a professional lobby.
Well, we know that you were once in a clan. Are you still in that clan?
I'm still in a clan. Hey, that don't hit the same now, do it?
It does not.
It just feels a little...
here's the deal. It's allowed as long as you're the only one on the show.
It's like saying I'm a clammer. It's like, that don't hit like
video game clan. All right, Damon is up next. What's up, Damon?
What's up, man?
Good morning to y'all.
What's going on, Damon?
Hey, not much, fellas. Not much.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm glad I got you on here. I want to talk about my bird today. The conversation was about what again? Tell me when the topic was. Did you say?
Why does this game mean more to you? Why does the rematch with the Chiefs mean more?
Now I'm on. All right. The rematch mean a lot more because Andy Reid, man. Number one, it's because of Reid. He went somewhere else and he became great. So I'm mad about that. And also, we owe him a gift back for the Super Bowl.
She got better. She upgraded.
He got way better.
Yeah. She upgraded.
Absolutely, but
she got that BBL.
I heard you earlier too, Joe. What did you say, who?
No, I'm just saying, Andy went and got a BBL. You know what I'm saying? Got them veneers. Start working out on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's one thing for everyone to have happiness, but if and I almost called her she. If Andy wins this game, he's got four rings.
It's called a glow up. You ain't got a glow up.
She's rich. You're poor. Come on.
You can't let him get no more. And guess what else? We starting our own dynasty. So, Joe, you're right about that.
Now we're talking.
Our own dynasty, man. The last 2 out of 3 years we go to the bowl, and our record, really and truly, we've been dominating the East as we look at it. We had a fall off last year off the cliff. But besides that, we've been dominating the East.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I got is Andy. And this one thing I got to give Andy credit for. Now, this is the truth. He did have Dirk Diggler with him. So because he had Dirk Diggler as QB, that's why we ain't win no Super Bowl. But when we got rid of him,
excuse me,
we could have did it.
Oh, is that Donovan? You're talking about the Dirt, like Donovan?
Listen, man, he's the greatest quarterback we have.
He said Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. And then I realized he's talking about Donovan.
That's Donovan. There you go, Dirk Diggler. Donovan. He's the worst QB we had with the best ass. That's the craziest thing in the world. And I say that because he gave it up in the Super Bowl. He should have threw up. He was slow, fat looking. He wasn't moving like he should have been moving.
Damon, I just still can't believe how long they took on that drive. I mean, you need two scores, and it just felt like it took forever. Damon, what's something Hugh and I should do down in New Orleans? What do you got for us?
All right, listen, fellas. Now, I ain't been down in a while. I was down there doing AIT one time. That's military stuff, but training.
I caught the last part, not the first part.
Yeah, military training. But here's the thing. The crawdads, man. Try to crawdads. They excellent.
Now, crawdads.
You're right.
Man, I ain't sucking nothing out of nothing, dog. Exactly. I ain't about to do that.
Don't suck nothing, but you're right.
I ain't doing none of that. Nah.
Pause, man.
Yeah, that's a clear pause. Everyone just relax.
No.
No, but try to call that, man. If you go down there, try to call that, man. Rip the head off and eat the rest of the body. It's good. And get you some a big old bowl of that melted butter. Man, you're good. Man.
Oh, now we're talking. Man. Melted butter, crawdads. David, we'll get you
the side, man.
Yeah, we got you. But we'll get you in the mix for the prize there. Crawdads, rip the head off you. Dip the rest in butter, and away you go.
No.
No, okay. Mm. So, you got to wait till the end before you say yes or no or all these.
Crawdads.
You got to open your mind.
No, them little crawdads are going to be looking at me. Because, you know... See, this
look
is
at
thing.
You as if they know what the heck's going on.
No, can't do it. Cannot do it.
So, we always play Guess the Take on Friday. We'll do it next Friday. But I have one. I have an extra one for you. Ready for this week? Because Damon just led us to it. I referenced earlier if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, well, they'll have beaten the Chiefs. They'll have been in two of the last three. They'll have two rings in the last 8 years. You know what? The first take you're going to hear. Two Mondays from now, if the Eagles hoist the Lombardi,
what's that?
Are they the next dynasty?
Yeah.
They'll have been inside the last three. They'll have beaten the Chiefs. And think about their roster. Jalen is 26. AJ's 27 or whatever, he's 26. Devontae's the same age. It's the youngest defense in the NFL. I mean, if the Eagles win this game, the question and the take's going to be, how many more are they going to win? They already got to 2-1-1. Why can't they do it another couple times?
You know what's funny? And I'm going to share something with you that a friend of mine just told me. He was, because I asked him, I said, you know, somebody that knows a lot more football than me has, you know, been in these rooms. And I said, yo, who do you think wins this game? He said the Eagles. He said, because when you look at these teams, and I never thought about it like this. He said, the Kansas City Chiefs are essentially the same team that they played the last time they met, and they almost beat them. This is a totally different team. When you think about the addition of Saquon Barkley, you talk about the emergence of Nolan Smith. Jalen Carter, is becoming one of those dominant alpha players in the NFL, and you have a better secondary. And I was like, damn, I didn't even think about that.
Which is why yesterday when we talked about who should be the favorite, I thought the Eagles should have been, because the Eagles were favored last time. Yeah. I think the Eagles are better now than they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like when you put it in that perspective, you have been saying that, but when you think about it like that, I didn't think about it like that. I didn't think about the fact that, you know, we're going into the Super Bowl basically with the same cast of characters that had success the last time we played, but we're younger. And I would say we're hungry. And Jalen has learned from the mistakes.
And the Saquon change at running back. That's a big one.
That's a big one, man.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's a big one.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's start this off here. So I'm asking, and I'm hoping to become a Sirianni guy today. I decided that I want to jump back over that fence. Yep. Everyone's at the Sirianni party. I've been locked out for 2 years now. And it seems like fun. I want to be a Sirianni guy again, but I recognize I've gone pretty far with the Sirianni stuff.
Yeah, you have some redemption.
Yeah, here. Okay, that's fine. So we're going to see if I can be redeemed today. I need your help. I need the audience to tell me if I'm allowed. And Kyle's prepared some questions here, and then at the end of the show, we'll find out which side of the ledger I'm on. All right, so let's hit me with... So you're going to ask me yes or no questions?
Yes, I'll give you... So I'll start with two here, just to kick this thing off. Joe, your first question. I'm a Sirianni guy. Are wins, above all else, the number one most important statistic when it comes to evaluating a head coach?
Yes. I feel good about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, even if you don't love everything else, if the guy keeps winning, what are you going to say?
Okay.
Winning.
So I'm going to tell you, I think it's some of these will be pretty obvious.
Same goes for the quarterback, too. I just want to put that in there.
Well,
I think wins are more of a coach.
Way
than
more of a coach.
More of a quarterback.
Not quite as much.
No, I mean, no. Like, definitely way more for a coach, I think. But.
Coach is in charge of the whole thing.
Semantics. Not really, but...
Semantics.
You trying to start a fight here?
I digress, because we're...
But if the quarterback goes 0-for-1 and they run the ball 50 times,
we're going to do something different this Friday.
Digress.
We're going to do something different this Friday. We're not just going to be bickering. We're getting ready to go out there. We're going to
wait until next Friday. Yeah.
Do you know what show you're on? All right, Joe. Second question. I'm interested, actually, to hear this one. Do you still, in any way, shape, or form, question Nick Sirianni's true role on this team?
No, because I think I've got it now. I didn't understand what it was in the beginning of the season. I know I have a good feel now for what he brings, what he does, and I've accepted... What he doesn't, right?
Okay.
He doesn't call the plays. I don't think he's helping the offense much. I don't think he has any idea what's going on in defense. But he motivates them. They like him. And he's pushed the right buttons with his in-game stuff for 2 months.
Great. All right, this is a good start for you, Joe. We will we'll continue this throughout the show.
Okay.
And I'll give you a segment here from here on out. So that's a promising start.
All right. I'm climbing up that fence. 215-592-9494. Silvio is in Philly. What's up, Silvio?
Hey, guys. Joe, Hugh, Kyle. How are you doing today?
Hey, man,
Silvio,
how you doing?
What's up, pal?
So first time, long time. As per Andy Reid, I want to say it's not necessarily about revenge. It's exactly what you said, Joe. It's about redemption. We got to redeem ourselves and show the world that we are Super Bowl champions. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Then, and only then, can we start speaking about dynasty.
Yes, and we do that. We get this. And the best part, Silvio, is it's at their expense because we're putting a halt on their dynasty. I mean, they're still great, even if they lose this game. But we're putting a halt on the Chiefs' dynasty. We're not letting Reed get his fourth ring. And then it's redemption for everything else the last couple of years. That's why it's bigger than a regular Super Bowl, Silvio. This is like a Super Bowl times two in my mind.
Absolutely. And on top of that, Andy Reid is going to expect us to essentially – you know, rain on his parade and to say a lot of nasty things about him. And we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
We should put banners out there that says, Andy, we still love you, even though we're going to kick your ass.
Yeah, that ain't probably.
No, it's not going to
say. Ain't going to say the we love you part, but not be on the banner.
Yeah,
we're going to kick your ass. Definitely be on the banner. That'll definitely be.
Well, you know what? When you say that, Sylvia, I think of Howie and Jeff, right? Because they have the longest relationship with him, and they love him, especially Jeff, right? But they want to kick his ass. They don't want to lose to him again, because if they lose to him again, it's like, we're good. We're really good, but he's greater. I mean, he's just, if they beat us, you can't deny it. I mean, he's got four, the Eagles have one. Yeah.
It's the sum of parts to the whole.
Yeah.
being that he's only great because of his experience in Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, I think the entire NFL is better because of Philadelphia and all the things that have evolved in our gameplay and in design of our let's say teams, from Peterson to Reed to now Sirianni and our assistant coaches. The NFL is better because of Philadelphia.
Well, you think about the story of the NFL the last 25 years. It really intertwines between Patriots, Chiefs, and Eagles. Like, it's all kind of those three are connected here. Silvio, give us something we should try in New Orleans.
Okay, so I did some time, like just like the last guy, I did some time in the military. And I was stationed in Mississippi, and I drove, after I did my apprenticeship training, I drove down to New Orleans, or as they like to say, New Orleans. And I ended up in Pat O'Brien.
They don't.
And I started sucking down those hurricanes, and I got smacked. Now, I'm going to up the ante. And I asked the bartender, I was like, why do we have to buy the glass? And afterwards, I broke the glass. I understood why we had to buy the glass. You know, the tulip-shaped glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to give you guys what you want, and it's a phenomenal idea. I want you to, after we win the Super Bowl, I want you to go back with your bus for Mardi Gras and go to Pat O'Brien's and to have a hurricane drink off, or, you know, just have a good time. Get the patio room, right? The patio bar with the flaming fountain.
Yeah,
so we got hurricanes in the patio room at Pat O'Brien's.
Exactly. And then have a bunch of Philadelphians come down with you, like me, hint, hint, and whoever, you know, drinks a hurricane, then they get a bag of
Doritos. I got it. All right, Silvio.
You said get a bag of Doritos.
Well, the clock was ticking a little bit. But you know what? I like that he planned his own vacation with us after they win. I mean, that was a well-thought-out thing. How about we just keep it to hurricanes at Pat O'Brien's, all right?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right, hurricanes at Pat O'Brien's. 215.
Maybe listen to some jazz, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'll
give people answers.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few: Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes, 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue, and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels, selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.